Daytime baseball in Minnesota. Get the kids out of school after a rainout on Wednesday. Indians looking for the sweep. Fifth inning down 2-0. Carlos Santana at the dish.
Hit high, hit deep, right field. It is off the top of the wall. Scoring is Almonte. Santana diving headlong into second with a two-out RBI double. And maybe by a few feet, just missed hitting a game-tying two-run homer. Yandy Diaz, the tying run at second base. Go-ahead run, Roberto Perez at first. Santana socks one, fair down the left field line. All the way down into the corner it goes. Coming around to score the tying run is Diaz. Perez into third, and Santana into second with an RBI double. He's driven in both for Cleveland today.
What will Rogers throw? Michael Brantley here. Will he have the courage to throw a curveball? Here it comes. Ball four. He walked him with a fastball inside. And the Indians take the lead as Michael Brantley had another great at-bat.
That ball's drilled to deep center. Back goes Rosario. He won't get it. That's going to one-hop the wall. Ramirez will score. Lonnie into second base with a two-out RBI double, and it's a 5-2 Cleveland lead. Yeah. Blistered by a diving Sano and down the left field line. That's going to bring home Lonnie Chisenhall. Gomes chug-a-lugging into second base, and he makes it with another two-out RBI double.
The Indians go on to win it 6-2. They finish off the sweep. Trevor Bauer, 6 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs for the win. Carlos Santana, 3 for 5, a couple of doubles, and the 2 RBIs. The Indians continue to be unfazed by early deficits. Manager Terry Francona talked about a big win in Minnesota.
I thought he was good. He had the one tough inning, and, you know, it was kind of a weird inning. Had the balk in between that didn't help things, but he only gave up 2. And then other than that, he was really good, you know, on a tough day. I mean, one, it's cold, and you're facing a guy that, you know, statistically coming in the game is probably the best in the league. So I thought he really did a good job. Yeah, I think that's a good word, because he's obviously feeling really good about himself right now for good reason. And I think Trevor deserves a lot of credit for keeping it where it was. Because if they spread that out a little bit, that's a hard one to come back. But, you know, every run we got was meaningful because Trev only gave up 2. And we stayed at it enough where, you know, we turn it over to the bullpen with a lead. That's a good thing. Tough game to win. It was down today. So you're technically really allowed to ask for anything. They would go look at it. And I don't think you want to abuse that, but because it's down, that's the rule that's in place.
Is that what the umpires were reading?
They were just explaining. They were, yeah. I mean, they wanted us to check before the game, and right before the first pitch, we checked again, and we couldn't get it.
Was it just on your end, or?
You know what? I don't know. But if one team's down, I know it goes that way for both teams. Well, and that's. I mean, part of the reason with him leading off is, you know, when you turn the lineup over, you got a switch hitter sitting there at the top of the order. So, but it's, you know, they brought in the lefty to face him. He took a really good swing, kind of turned the game around. Now, I think his spike just got stuck. It was unfortunate timing. You know, you're hoping you're one pitch away from a double play. Then all of a sudden it's second and third, and, you know, it's – you're looking at a tough inning. To his credit, he held him to 2 and then buckled down from there.
Carlos Santana got the rally going and was the big force in the offense. He talked about a big win after the game.
I mean, I'm comfortable. So I'm not thinking about, like, this stadium, about, and I feel like comfortable. But, I mean, I try to concentrate and try to win the game. That's why I'm hitting great here.
How big is it for you guys to win 3 games in a row here after the homestand that we're at?
Great. I mean, we feel comfortable. I know the last 10 games, we not play good, but now we feel more comfortable. Edwin, he feel comfortable. Jose, he's great star, Lindor. So the starting pitcher, everything is positive, and we have to keep it up.
Last year, you didn't hit your first home run right-handed until June. You got that out of the way first weekend of the season. Do you feel better right-handed than maybe you have in the past early this season?
I'm feeling great this year, especially, and I'm working hard for right side. So, I mean, last year he's in the past. We worry this year. I know I'm face a lot of lefting guy hitting to the right. I'm feeling great, and I'm had to keep it up.
You ever played a game this cold in the Dominican?
Never like that. But I mean, he something happened. I know early in the season his weather is a little cold. But I mean, we try to play contour for that, and see.
We appreciate the time. Great job today.
Thank you.
The Indians' road trip continues in Chicago on Friday. Corey Kluber opens up the series with the White Sox.